4 DOS, KG4 PFI.
Talk to you, Don, N0 TRT.
Hello, Tom. How are you? KG4 PFI.
Got a lot of pain, but that ain't unusual. Like a dummy, I went out and took the leaf blower and blowed about 1,000 acorns and hickory nuts down to out in the middle of the driveway so I can run over them on the rock part leading out back. And then I went down and took a electric chainsaw, which I can hardly lift. I'm getting old, Don. I had a pine tree fall down by my counterpoise. It actually hit it, but it didn't damage it. That's for my 160-meter vertical. And I limbed it out and cut it back a little ways, but the rest of us just going to have to rest there, I'm afraid. How was your day? I'm sitting here eating some cherry jello with a nice pear in it and some Cool Whip and two homemade oatmeal cookies. Eat your heart out.
Yeah, I spent the whole afternoon out in the yard sawing and with a chainsaw and hauling logs and stuff. You know, I've got a mess here you wouldn't believe. And I'm hoping that the guy's going to come Tuesday and try to get this tree off of my shop down there. It crushed it all the way down, so I got a lot of stuff in there that I want to see if it survived. And some of it's stuff that I just memory, you know, past year's stuff. But I got thousands of tools and all kind of stuff in there. It probably damaged the stuff that, you know, that wrenches and stuff like that, it ain't gonna damage, but the two boxes it's in, it was three full-size Craftsman two boxes in there with the double stack, you know, the top and the bottom, and I don't know what kind of condition they're in.
Well, I got two like that with the stack on it and one that doesn't, and thankfully it didn't get hurt like that. That's terrible. Well, my concern tonight, and Bernice reminded me, I haven't heard anything about Chad's son, Perry. I was going to ask Patrick if he heard anything, but I haven't heard him today. He's off, and maybe I'll catch him later on. I'm sorry to hear that. I wish I was younger. I'd try to give you a hand, but some of those big things that fell on houses and that, it's going to take professionals to get out. Now, Chad's son had a tree fall right on his pickup truck, right through the cab, I guess, and he got a terrible spinal injury. So I guess it could be worse, Don.
You're saying there, Tom, says worse, things couldn't be worse, and worse will come to visit you.
I'm talking between bites. Well, we had a real nice thing happen tonight. I met a fellow when I went out to get the mail one day. And, he's up in his 60s and retired. He was a retired highway patrolman. And we got to visiting. And anyways, I told him, come on over here a little bit. And Bernice gave him a jar of our raspberry jelly that she makes out of our raspberries. And oh, heck, it's been a month or so ago, and tonight he drove down here and gave her an embroidered, beautiful thing, hot pad that she made, and Bernice can tell you the technique, I don't know, and then the envelope was addressed in script, and I thought, well, that's computerized, and then there was a real nice thank you card inside from his wife, and it was all handwritten in script. God, what a talented lady he must have.
Yeah, we've been fighting the trees, and the fellow's supposed to come Tuesday and try to get this tree off of my shop. It's a monster. It's a big tree. And then in the middle of all this, a week or two back, her brother passed away, my wife's brother. And we've been dealing with that, and It just seems like when it rains, it pours.
Yes, at times it does. And by the way, Bernie sent him home with a nice dozen of those brown eggs. And we'll still have enough for Patrick some later, I'm sure. But we got a couple of 3 dozen to take down to the daughter. I'm sorry to hear about that, Don. That's bad to lose a loved one and then have all that happen at the same time. But I think there was an old saying, things happen in threes, and so we hope that don't come true. I got a oak tree down there that split, and it fell down right next to my game camera. So I'm going to have to move in. I just love to watch the wildlife go through there. I think some old boy must have got a deer down there tonight. Wow. I don't know what he was shooting, but it sounded like a .375 Magnum when it went off, because we got a holler down there, and it echoes. And it was just one shot, so I know it was a deer.
What you talking about? We got a possum on the, not a possum, we had a raccoon on the back porch last night, and he'll probably be back up there tonight. He was up here eating cat food. We got a bunch of cats that kind of showed up, with Linda's feeding them, and we tried to trap some of them last night with traps, but didn't work. They were going to take them over and have their transmissions took out, so they couldn't have no more babies, but that's just the way life goes, I guess. Sometimes you win, and sometimes you lose.
Yes, you are. Yeah, Don, the best way to catch them with a have a heart trap, and I found that if you put the wife made a piece out of black material, and I just put it over the top of it. They like to get in secretive places, and they're about the most cowardly animal in the world. But it just takes some regular old tuna fish and oil and put in there, or some cat food. And generally speaking, they'll go in there and get it. And they got a good sense of smell, I'll say that. I don't bother them unless they go down and try to get in the chicken pen. And then I just trap them and take them up north and turn them loose at a farmer friend. He likes them for mousers.
Problem with killing nature. I don't know. I just don't like to kill anything there, except somebody trying to kill me. But anyway, that's just life, I guess. I was raised up by my mom and dad that taught me to respect the life of others, including the animals that God put down on the earth for us to enjoy. But some of them kind of runs up and kind of bites you, you know what I mean?
Yes, the generations of gray squirrels here, they like coaxial cable occasionally, and that's when they generally go to Remington Heaven, shall we say, or Ruger Heaven. As long as I stay out there beyond about 35 to 50 yards, I'm fine with it. But if they start to chew on the coax, I had a friend that had a beverage antenna, and it was a beverage on the ground, they call them. It's a receiving antenna. And it actually chewed through one of those plastic boxes. They're probably an 8 cents or so thick, like an octagon box you'd use in the attic, you know, for wiring. They chewed through that just to get the wire inside. Just unbelievable.
I'm going to stand by for just a second or two, see if somebody else needs the frequency. Didn't hear anybody, but Linda just hollered at me. I guess I better go see what it is she wants me to do. You know how that is. The brains of the outfit is standing over there saying, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm talking on the radio." She said, "Well, yeah, you need to come in here and do whatever it is she wants me to do." So, Tom, I enjoyed talking to you. Maybe I'll get to beat you one day. And I put my anti-ugly glasses on so I won't be affected in my mental capacities. How about that? I can't believe I said all that. KG4PFI, I'm clear.
That's about the truth. Everything's got wrinkles on it, in it anymore, including my face. That's the way God meant it to be, I guess. Well, it's kind of like there used to be an old man said, when E.F. Hutton speaks, I listen. And when my saying is, when the War Department speaks, you darn well better listen, Don, so you better get in there. KG4PFI and 0TR73. HKX and 0TR. And 0TR clear.
KQ4QHV.
Twister, KQ4QHV. This is N0TR. Good evening. That ain't your stone.
Nick, I couldn't help but notice. Were you guys talking about squirrels a minute ago?
That's exactly what we was talking about. Down here, I call them tree rats. We had squirrels up in Kansas, but that was red squirrels, and they're big enough to eat these guys.
That squirrel, those guys are pretty big there, yeah. I'm a falconer, and catching squirrels is what I do, man.
My neighbors that hunt deer, they say you'll be sitting up in the deer stand, and they'll like to eat you alive. They'll come right down and lick you right in the face.
Plenty of time from deer hunters, you know, and they invite me to come out there to fly the birds, and I tell you what, as soon as you bust out one of them hawks, ain't a squirrel to be seen.
Got a resident hawk here that does a lot of chicken watching down here. In fact, he was on the side of my chicken pen one day trying to get into it. Give me your call sign and name again. I'm going to write it on paper.
It's Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. And
get that Victor written down there. Fine business, Nick. Well, I'll tell you one that you probably won't believe, but, and by the way, I've watched the falconers on Mountain Men, and I just really love to see that. I was up hunting on Reverend Flanagan's property up in Missouri, and we were very poor then, and I did not have a Missouri hunting license, I'll admit it now. And he had a plethora of squirrels. And he had gray squirrels, and they was pretty good size. We ate them anyways, and red squirrels too. But they were lousy. He had a valley behind his home, and he wouldn't let anybody hunt, but there was two guys, me and another fella. He worked in the tool room, and he was really a wonderful guy. And he was a minister on the side, I guess you would say. And Nick, I saw one day down in that valley, I saw a gray squirrel reincarnated. Now, you believe that?
One.
Oak trees. Now, as my daddy said, he never lied, but he did tend to vericate at time. He was a railroader. But, Nick, I was hunting down there one time by myself. And this was out in the boonies. And there was a gray squirrel. And I don't remember. I think I took a shot at him and I missed. Well, those gray squirrels, they wouldn't go one tree, jump from one to another. They'd go three, four, five trees. And anyways, I followed him along this cliff that led into the valley. And there on the very last tree, Nick, that little sucker jumped into this great big nest of leaves, you know, like a squirrel's nest. And I'm telling you, it couldn't have been worse if you'd have thrown a cherry bomb or an M80 in that squirrel's nest. Leaves started going everywhere, and I said, good Lord. And about that time, a red squirrel jumped out of that nest. All I can figure is, Nick, that squirrel was reincarnated.
Good one there. You know, out hunting with these birds, I've seen them hop on top of those squirrel nests a couple times. And I had a bird a few years ago that really enjoyed jumping on the nest. You know, she'd see a squirrel go in that nest, and she'd fly over there and hop on top of it and just tear that thing apart with her feet, man, until the squirrel came out. It was a good time with that bird.
People don't seem to believe me when I tell them that, but that really happened. But they didn't usually get along. But I've shot not a whole lot, but quite a few that had interbred, and they was partly red and partly gray. But the squirrels up there were a lot larger, and I don't know why.
About the nest you mentioned, I've seen, you know, chasing squirrels around with birds, you get to see all kinds of stuff, and I've seen the squirrels go into a nest that clearly wasn't one of theirs, and they get kicked out. It's pretty funny. You'll see them dive in one of them and then come right back out as soon as they went in. It's funny when that happens.
I was startled because I knew that was a gray squirrel. The leaves started going all over, so they was fighting in that nest. When it come out, it was a red squirrel, so as far as I'm concerned, he was reincarnated.
Good evidence there to suggest that, you know, reincarnated as a bigger, badder squirrel, huh?
Yes, sir. Bernice used to make the best barbecue. The squirrel, that people, they didn't know the difference. If it was at our house, they ate a barbecued sandwich, you know, a hamburger, and they'd say, oh, man, that was really great. But if you tell them that in front of their wives would just about have to Ralph. The idea of eating squirrel.
Yeah, right. Well, it looks like we're getting pretty close to that 9 o'clock mark here. I'm going to get off and hang out and wait on the net. Good talking to you, Tom, and I'll definitely have to catch you later.
Okay, Nick. Well, kudos to you. That's quite a skill to be able to do that falconeering, and I admire that greatly. KQ4, QH, Victor, N0TR, 73 is Nick. Nice talking to you.
So, sometime you'd like to go out, let me know. Be happy to take you sometime. This is KQ4, QHV with N0TR. I'll be clear.